Well, our sense is that in the wake of the referendum process, there still remains a significant number of reforms that have been set out both within the global political agreement and more specifically within the contested election roadmap that has not really moved significantly since it was put on the table in July 2011. Now, these deal with significant issues relating to institutional integrity and confidence in that institution. In particular, here we're talking about the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, but also other democracy-supporting institutions, such as the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, which has a very particular role in terms of dealing with election-related matters. And unfortunately, this is an institution without infrastructural resources at the moment. There are concerns around the electoral environment that relate to the activities and the political partisanship of elements of the security services, particularly the leadership of the security services. There's concerns about the electoral environment, the retention of repressive legislation such as POSA and IEPA. And there are a number of other concerns about the absence of effective remedies for violations, proper monitoring, and so forth. So the report is setting out a number of concerns relating to those deficits and pointing out that because there is fundamental disagreement about what reform is required between the global political agreement partners, that the country will not be ready for elections until at some basic level there is some agreement about what is required before an election.
The issue that you just pointed out of disagreements between the parties in reference to changes in terms of reforms, how much has this affected this power-sharing unit?
Well, in terms of actually implementing reforms in a fundamental way, of course, and we see the concern about the reform deficits being mentioned more vociferously by SADC in this regard. In terms of the functioning of government itself, the power-sharing arrangement continues up to a point. That basic levels of governance continue. So, I mean, it has certainly poisoned the relationship between the political parties, and an enormous amount of energy is spent on, it would seem, going around in circles around these issues rather than actually moving on the areas that require attention and also implementing on areas where they've already reached agreement.
What of the issue of SADC, which itself is overseeing Zimbabwe in these reforms? Would you say that their role has been strong to make sure that Zimbabwe can implement these changes in the GPA?
Well, I think one of the great problems here is that the role of SADC and the African Union as guarantors has not been clearly defined. Indeed, one of the problems that one finds in these kinds of agreements is that the language is somewhat opaque and it allows for different interpretations. So where a number of people may see SADC has a particular responsibility to oversee elections, others may see that as an infringement of sovereignty. This is an argument, for example, that ZANU-PF regularly puts up, saying that SADC's role is not to be interventionist, but is to be there to assist, to moderate and facilitate. What that means, of course, is also open to interpretation. So at a fundamental level, we still have a real level of disagreement about what SADC's role is. And perhaps this would be an important opportunity at this point to make sure that all sides are singing from the same hymn sheet, so to speak, with regards to this, and not using the different interpretations as a way to obfuscate and obstruct.
Do you foresee that Zimbabwe will have necessary reforms ahead of the elections so that it is deemed to be free, fair, and credible?
Well, at this stage, that's questionable. I think we will see some move towards some aspects of reform, but there will also be a profound resistance, particularly from ZANU-PF, to areas of reform which they deem to be completely off limits, such as security sector concerns. So there's going to be a process of attrition there where we will see, as I say, some element of reform, but certainly not the full gamut of reforms that are set out in the GPA or indeed even in the election roadmap. So the question now is really to get some determination between the parties inside the country and externally on what the minimum level of reforms are.